Our opportunities for influence are huge and ever-changing. So, in an effort to try and resist getting swept up in a zeitgeist, keep an eye out for any new studies which help us prioritise the type of efforts we should engage in. This data makes a convincing argument for why it's so important to engage stakeholders and not simply talk at them or demand compulsory change. It's from Harvard Business Review, and we've put the link in your further reading. It assesses the percentage change over 5 years in representation among managers. The negative numbers in yellow and red show a decline in representation among particular demographics according to the type of D&I program that was instigated. And on the next slide, blue will show positive. Grey is incomplete data. Now, executives tend to favour an approach to diversity which trains people in behaviours that boil down to do's and don'ts, which are easy to understand and defend. But this doesn't match up with what we know about how to motivate people to make changes. Decades of social science research shows that you don't get managers on board by blaming and shaming them with rules and re-education. Do people who undergo training usually shed their biases? Well, researchers have been examining that question since before World War II, in nearly 1,000 studies, and I put just one on your further reading. Because it turns out that while people are easily taught to respond correctly to a questionnaire about bias, they soon forget the right answers. The positive effects of diversity training rarely last beyond a day or two. And a number of studies suggest that it can activate bias or spark a backlash, but nearly half of mid-sized companies use it, as do nearly all of the Fortune 500. Regarding the job tests effort, the observed suggestion as to why this didn't positively increase representation and level the playing field in recruitment is simply that not everyone gets tested, and the results are interpreted differently. People already represented in the company or in a privileged position will get a pass based on reputation without results. Grievance systems that are based internally unfortunately often see reporters face a backlash. This is why we don't see a positive increase in diversity when these are implemented. They are often there to quell dissent rather than address it. Organisations have seen better results with non-retaliation by using an external agency for grievances.